Understanding price spikes of pharmaceutical drugs is the focus of a new report out this week from Oregon state officials. It's geared toward helping lawmakers act. Jefferson Public Radio's Eric Newman has more.
During public testimony at the Capitol last month, Charles Erickson from Oregon's southwest coast described a friend of his with skin cancer. He needed a cream to treat it, but it cost $251. He couldn't afford it.
But he went back to his doctor. He says, what can you do? And he said, well, I'll tell you what. There's a pharmacy in Longview, Washington, and he got it for $55. Oregon is failing. We're failing the seniors.
Public testimony like Erickson's, along with data from drug makers and health insurance companies, is the topic of a new report from the first year of Oregon's Drug Price Transparency Program. The report documents staggering increases of some medications. The highest was insulin, which went from $18 to $522, a 2,800% increase. The goal of the report is to gather data and stories to help lawmakers understand what's behind price increases. It also provides the legislature with specific recommendations to, quote, contain the cost of prescription drugs and reduce the impact of price increases. Eric Newman, JPR News.